Describe a city that you think is interesting.
What advantages can tourism bring to a city? Well, for one thing, tourism can boost a city's economy. As more and more tourists show up, they spend more and more money at local restaurants and other businesses. So that helps support the city's finances. Another benefit is that tourism creates more jobs. Local citizens can get jobs as tour guides and work with visitors. Plus, with lots of tourists showing up, the city is more likely to invest in improving the infrastructure. Why do some young people like to live in cities? I think some young people like living in cities because there are more opportunities for them there. If they're looking for jobs in more modern fields like technology or finance, they're bound to find something in a city. Plus, cities have a lot more options for food and entertainment. There's always something exciting or cool going on in the city, especially late at night and on the weekends. Young people thrive in cities for those reasons. Do most elderly people live in the city or in the countryside? Well, most elderly people live in the countryside. Cities are great and they have a lot of resources for older people, such as good healthcare and major hospitals. But cities are also very fast-paced. The hustle and bustle of daily life there can be overwhelming for the elderly. So I think that as people get older, they tend to move out to the countryside. Things are much more relaxed in rural areas. Do you think well-developed tourism will have negative effects on local people? Well, yes. I mean, tourism can bring a lot of great benefits as it develops. However, there are definitely some drawbacks. When it comes to natural scenery, too many tourists can disturb and even damage the environment. That can be a disadvantage for the people who live there and want to enjoy that scenery for themselves. Moreover, some tourists may be disrespectful of the local culture, which leads to clashes with the local citizens.